Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Congratulations, Sonia. Iowa Broadcast News Association, first place for sports coverage.
I know. Hey, thanks a lot. I really appreciate this. What were you doing? Is this all I get?
No. You're also now cleared to host Sound Off.
Really?
Yeah.
Sweet! You know, there have been some things I've wanted to say for a long time.
Oh, boy.
I think more investigative resources should be devoted to money laundering, which is the act of transferring and concealing illegally obtained money into the financial system, often through foreign banks and legitimate businesses in covert ways designed to avoid drawing the attention of law enforcement agencies.
What have we done?
Dirty funds or launder disguises the act of illicit and illegal gains through the deceptive prism of legitimacy.
Live from WHO HD, it's Sound Off with Keith Murphy and John Sears, featuring Andy Fales with What's Bugging Andy. Now, get ready to Sound Off.
Happy Easter and welcome to Sound Off. I'm Keith Murphy, and John, I'm especially happy to see you tonight.
My seat back.
Yeah, it's good to have you here. And with the help of the Iowa Wild, I got you an Easter basket.
Okay. Just an egg? One egg.
There were more eggs in there.
With a pin inside.
Well, I ate all the candy.
Why? You're giving the candy to me.
Well, I gave you the basket, mainly. I ate the candy.
That's garbage.
Sound Off at 515-282-9010. Big crowd for playoff hockey on Easter Sunday. Impressed by this crowd today.
Oh.
Yeah, the Iowa Wild finally reached the postseason in franchise year number 6.
And the Wild did not disappoint those fans. Wild put the beat down on Milwaukee 7-0. Those Captain Crunch looking dudes got rocked.
The Admirals.
Sound Off at 515-282-9010.
Winter sucked. Potholes the size of Ford Fiestas, walking around the house bundled up in a Snuggie, trying to feel your feet, family dog giving you the side eye by the door. Would you want to go out there and poop? That's why spring is tip-top. Not only best weather, stealth strong sports calendar. National sports always delivered. Masters, MLB opening day, NBA and NHL playoffs, NFL draft and schedule release, Final Four, Triple Crown. It's enough to stop a Netflix binge, but now it's not just national. I'm old enough to remember spring season being an insecure time of year for local sports departments. Are we needed? Are we the next beeper salesman? Not now. America's number one minor league city delivers the goods. This week alone kicks ice. Wild and Bucks host playoff games, the majestic Grand Blue Mile, world-famous Drake Relays, Hawkeye and iCubs home baseball games, Barnstormers play the Sugar Skulls, which gives me the chance to say Sugar Skulls, Menace Kicksoon, Principal Charity Classic, moves gracefully to late May, Iowa Senior Games, NASCAR Xfinity Race goes green, Knoxville Raceway revs up, all the usual spring high school and little league sports, and a Central Iowa guy could go top 10 in the NFL draft as Sheraton parties like RVTV just stopped in town with Ed Wilson in a fire helmet. If you prefer your sports scripted, WWE Raw hits Wells Fargo Arena Monday with current world champion, the Kingslayer, Seth Rollins of Davenport. Or you can catch various Channel 13 personalities prep for early retirement by playing pickleball at Smash Park. This used to be the Iowa sports viewing death zone. It was like watching the minutes being read at a city council meeting on cable access. Now it's so busy, someone will write me a strongly worded letter of, how could I forget? get blank. And the calendar is so strong, Iowa and Iowa State don't have spring football games, and we really don't care. Spring sports, you complete us.
And the weather's great as well. It's turning. It's turning into actual spring. All right, this week, I'm going for the double play in baseball. I'll be honest, my interest in the sport of baseball has declined over the years. Still like it, loved playing it as a kid, and I'm teaching my own kids how to play right now. But there are things happening in the sport that I just don't get. Number one, bat flips. I've talked about this for the past 2 years, and the topic reared its head again this week. White Sox star Tim Anderson hit a home run, celebrated, threw his bat towards his own dugout, yelled at his own teammates, and then rounded the bases. No trash talk. The Royals obviously took offense to this and beamed Anderson the next time he came to the plate. It's one of the unwritten rules of baseball. You celebrate a home run too much, you get hit the next time up. Fans seem to be split on this, old school versus new school. Count me in the new school camp. Pitchers need to suck it up. Take their medicine, man up, and try to get the batter out next time. It's called competition. Stop throwing at guys on purpose when you gave up a home run. It's weak. Number two, blackouts. For a game where apathy is taking over, Major League Baseball is doing itself no favors by blacking out so many games. Diehard fans can argue all they want about how baseball's popularity is fine, but just take a look at game attendance many nights. It's embarrassing. The fan base is graying. Millennials are not as engaged in baseball as older people. That's a bad trend. So what's baseball's response to try and make the sport more popular? Blackout games. As the great Pepper Brooks from ESPN The Ocho would say, that's a bold strategy, Cotton. It's a business model designed by the wealthy to become wealthier, even if it means the game suffers. Iowa doesn't have a major league team, so it's actually considered home to six teams, meaning many of the games from our local teams are blacked out. Can't watch. Makes zero sense. Consumers have so many media options to choose from, and Major League Baseball wants to limit the number of eyes on its product? Sure. Baseball is a great sport, but the sport as a whole better wake up before it's too late.
Iowa is the worst in the country for blackouts.
It is.
We don't have a Major League Baseball team, but we have six teams that
surrounded
black
by six
out
teams.
The state of Iowa. It has been frustrating for a long, long time. And Major League Baseball clearly does not care because, John, like so many things, you just follow the money on this.
Yeah.
They're protecting those local contracts. They're walking over quarters to save pennies.
They are.
Because they're not growing the game the way that they could be. And you're right. You know, the average Major League Baseball fan is older than me.
It is, yeah.
Right?
And you see that at the games. And you see that in iCubs games, too. And we love going to iCubs games with my family. But most of the fans, the season ticket holders, are probably 55 and older. It's just an older generation game that they're not doing anything to help it become younger.
And I know the stories about, we're watching the Cardinals here, Bob Gibson, you know, if you dared flip a bat or something, next time up he'd put one in your ear hole, that kind of thing. I get it, but the Major League Baseball itself is promoting, let the kids have fun.
Yeah.
It's a generational thing, it's a cultural thing. Kids want to flip bats. They want to celebrate the way they celebrate when they score a touchdown in football or after a dunk in basketball.
Yeah.
Kids want this in baseball. Major League Baseball is promoting it, but they don't have the players with them on this. The players, are, especially the managers,
They're
not with them on this, and right now it's a mess.
Well, how old are most of the managers?
They're probably over the age of 50 or 60.
They're in that
cases.
Graying age of the old school generation.
Liked what you had to say. Time for lookalikes with a local connection. Tiny Ref Judges. Louie says Cyclone legend, current Nebraska basketball coach Fred Hoiberg, looks like Captain America actor Chris Evans. Tiny Ref? Yeah, I agree with Tiny Ref on this. I think that's a miss.
Not a fan of that.
I think that's
okay.
A miss. Paula Johnson says Cyclone basketball player Michael Jacobson looks like the late great actor Patrick Swayze. Tiny Ref?
Likes that one.
A young Patrick Swayze.
Young Patrick
about
Swayze.
A foot taller and with far fewer cigarettes.
Holiday weekend to fill you full of cheer. And nothing like getting robbed to ruin it. It's What's Bugging Andy next.
The number to sound off, 515-282-9010. Time for another game of Knockout. Avengers Endgame, just 5 days away. Which Avenger has to go? One of these four has to go.
Who do you knock out? Iron Man, Captain America, Hulk, or Thor?
I'm knocking out Thor, but I'm guessing Hulk is leaving.
I'm not into the Avengers series, I'll be honest. But if I'm knocking somebody out, I think Thor has to go. I kind of like the Hulk. I like Captain America, and I feel like people like Iron Man, so I think I'm going Thor. I think I'm going Thor's out.
Andy promised a Happy Easter essay this week.
Yeah, scrap that. Didn't happen.
There are times when your plans just change, right? I mean, you're going to buy a new car, then your furnace goes out. You can't buy that new car. I was going to talk about something else, but then someone broke into my truck this week. Guess what? Something new is bugging Andy. And guess what else? I know who did it. You did. And you're going to see this segment, or someone's going to tell you about it, or somewhere deep down inside, your conscience will be speaking to you some of these words. So listen up. Let's have full disclosure. I had accidentally left the door to my truck open, so it was an easy break-in. You'll tell me that because I left the door open, I was asking for it. Well, let's clear this up. Leaving your car unlocked might be risky. It might even be stupid, but it's not an open invitation. The doors and windows were closed, and there was no sign of the window saying free stuff inside, come on in. Hy-Vee's doors are unlocked. That's not an open invitation to shoplift. If I don't lock my door, I'm not asking for it. What I'm asking for is for you to stay out of my crap, because it's not yours, and it definitely is mine. And it was crap, much of it. You took my chapstick, my Advil, my Sharpies? What are you signing autographs? Do Sharpies have a street value? You got a great idea from some graffiti you just have to act on right now? You took my earbuds. I've been using those for 5 years at least. You realize how gross that is? You put my chapstick on your lips and my earwax in your ears? Come on back, I'll give you some nail clippings and a big fresh booger. You took my earbuds and my iPhone cords and all my spare change, whatever. But you also took two pairs of prescription sunglasses, something I can't do without and you can't do anything with. Next time, just do me a favor and take the whole truck, all right? At least leave me a shot at an insurance claim, not just an empty bag of Hall's Mentholyptus. You took my cough drops. You're the lamest thief in America, and I hope you heard that loud and clear. That is, unless you're wearing my earbuds. I'm Andy Fales, and that's what's bugging me.
We're still finding Andy's business cards out there. It's Drake Relays Week, which means it won't be long before the mascots find out who's fastest. Who was fastest last year, Joe?
It's like
Cy. Cy one?
Yeah.
There are mascots like Cy, and then there's Griff.
Oh,
now,
love Griff.
He's part of Who's in Your Fight. Who won here? Was that the Menace? Anyway. Live calls, 515-282-9010 to sound off. Follow us on Twitter. It's at SoundOff13. By the way, we do apologize. The ticker is not working tonight. We know that makes it tough for you to get the information you need. And then we got like those weird symbols on there that we're trying to figure all that out.
And we're still trying to learn our own technology.
Yeah, we will.
It's only 2019. We're still good.
We're 23 years in. Scott writes about the blackouts in Major League Baseball. I have been trying to get the MLB attention for years about this. They don't care. Hope the Cubs' new TV network is Iowa-friendly.
Sean writes, I don't even look to see if the Cubs' games are on anymore because it feels like every time I do, it's blacked out.
What a nightmare that is for Major League Baseball.
Terrible.
Invest in growing your game. Don't just chase every dollar.
Keeping them away.
I know it's a lot of dollars, but come on. Who's in your five? Drake Relays Week. And it's time to bring back our man, Griff. I'd say Griff is probably, of anybody at Channel 13, I'd say Griff and I are the tightest, probably, right?
You've met Griff once in your entire life.
John, there was a bond there. Griff, I mean, he came and sat by me, and clear there was something there that you will never experience. These are photos Griff shared with everybody, which isn't easy without opposable thumbs.
Okay, yeah.
But you think about tweeting without opposable thumbs.
Yeah, that would not be easy.
But he's good on Twitter. I like Griff on Twitter. Number five, all in Griff.
He's always all in, right?
He's all in this week, that's for sure. Number four, Griff loves tacos.
Who doesn't?
Yeah, I mean, look at that. Look how cute he is. Look at that. He's so nice. Number three, Griff hates working out.
So do I, which is why I don't, and which is why Griff and I are just alike. We're tight.
I don't think Griff is working out here. I think that treadmill is not moving, and I think that's a good idea. Number two, patriotic Griff. Look at that tie.
Fine American Bulldog.
Is he an American Bulldog?
We're calling him an American Bulldog.
All right, and number one, Griff maintains a 4.0 at Drake University, which is a prestigious school.
There's your Scholar Athlete of the Year right there, folks. Griff, getting her done.
Well done, Griff. Yeah, the relays all week, the Grand Blue Mile Tuesday night, then pole vaulting in the mall.
Pole vaulting Wednesday,
Capitol Square.
Thursday gets going with
was at the mall at one point.
Yeah, the heptathlon maybe Thursday,
heptathlon,
and then Friday, Saturday, all the events.
Carnival at night. Yeah. Big week for Drake Relays. Big week also for the Iowa Wild. This is something this organization has wanted in the worst way since it came to Des Moines. They've done a good job of growing the sport.
This is their sixth year in Des Moines.
Sixth year, and last year they had that collapse. Didn't make the playoffs. Very disappointed. This year, 8 losses in a row. It seemed like it might happen again. Then that line comes down from Minnesota. Yeah. Spark at the end. The Wild get in the playoffs. But, John, they just didn't just show up here on Easter Sunday.
Man, they
brought it.
They put a touchdown on the board against Milwaukee. Won 7-0. 7-0 in hockey. Now, this is kind of like the 2-3 matchup in the AHL. So it's kind of a weird series where it's a best-of-5 series. The first 2 games are in Des Moines. Final 3 in Milwaukee. So these are, you know, Milwaukee has the home ice advantage, but it's a weird setup where they're 2 on the road, then 3 at home. So this is big for the Wild. If they can get both of these at home, then they just need one of the final 3 in Milwaukee.
Don't want to leave out the Des Moines Bucks, but they're in big trouble
right now.
They lost the first 2 games, so they will have to win. Is this 5-game series?
It is.
So you have to win 3 in a row.
Yeah, do or die. They play Tuesday night as well against Tri-City. Tri-City is the number 1 seed, and they've handled a lot of teams this year. So it's an uphill battle for the Bucks. But they get 2 at home now, so got to win those.
I'll give you a crisp $5 bill if you can name all 3 Tri-Cities.
Kearney, Nebraska.
That's one. Look at that. That's $5.
Lincoln.
No. You're out.
Omaha.
When Sound Off returns, Dolph is back behind the mic and more of your live call. Sound Off at 515-282-9010. Knockout results, Avengers Endgame starts this Thursday. I've got kids that have already bought tickets. Already bought tickets. Sorry about that. One of these 4 Avengers had to go.
Sorry, Hulk. Don't get angry.
Don't.
You're out of here, though, and it's not close. Look at that. 46% getting rid of the Hulk. After that, it's Thor and then Captain America. Iron Man, pretty safe.
Yeah, that's all. That's Robert Downey made that. This will be his final movie as Iron Man.
Final movie. Yeah. I have not seen any of it.
3 hours long.
Three-hour movie?
It's going to be 3 hours long, yes.
What?
Yes, 3 hours.
3 hours?
3 hours. And they shot out already.
They basically shot every scene. It didn't cut anything.
Well, we just cut Hulk.
All right, time to bounce around some more topics. We call it face-off. Nicholas Baer was the winner of the Chris Street Award at the Hawkeye Basketball Banquet. Street was all about hustle. Not sure you could pick a better recipient than Baer.
Yeah, perfect choice. Baer did not have Street's raw talent, but he had the enthusiasm and intensity, not to mention love of being a Hawkeye. Baer will be missed.
Yeah, more than some realize.
Yeah, I agree.
Iowa State's Michael Jacobson was named Big 12 Scholar Athlete of the Year in the Big 12. Jacobson joins Melvin Ejim as the only Cyclones to win the award. 3.8 GPA. That was your GPA in college, right?
I graduated. That's a victory after my dumb jock high school years. I was a mess. Jacobson does have a lot going for him, and he is emerging as something Iowa State basketball needs. A vocal leader.
He needs
to step into that role even more.
He is. Gary Dolphin was back on the mic this week at the annual iClub stop in Des Moines. Fans love Dolph, and he wasn't afraid to poke a little fun at his suspension.
Great to be here. For me, it's great to be anywhere. Actually, especially with a microphone.
Dolph's over-the-top basketball suspensions have only served to make him more popular than ever. Kirk Ferentz also went out of his way to praise Dolph. Not a bad guy to have in your corner.
Yeah, for sure. All right, now did you hear about the golf fan in Texas that bet his wife Tiger Woods would win the Masters? Well, the wife is pregnant, and the bet stated that if Tiger won, the dad would get the option to name their soon-to-be son after Tiger. The name? Tiger Little. He had a signed contract from his wife and everything.
If the mom doesn't really want her son going through life named Tiger, she can negotiate her way out of this, right? She should.
There's a contract.
There are only a few names with one name that work for one person. I mean, the one person only in the world. Tiger, Cher, Beyonce.
And Mr. Soundoff.
Not Mr. Soundoff.
Yeah.
No. Over-under, stand-up comics, overrated, Kevin Hart. Humor is subjective, I realize, and I love Hart's energy, but he rarely makes me laugh.
I agree with this. Underrated, Sebastian Maniscalco. Saw him Friday night at the sold-out Hoyt Sherman show. He was fantastic. You were there, too.
I was there, too. He was great.
Oh,
he's
that was
hilarious.
I was crying at points.
Watch his Netflix specials if you haven't seen him. Have we seen Tiny Ref tonight? Is he coming? Oh, here he is.
1 minute. 1 minute. This is the wrong floor.
It is indeed the wrong floor. We also don't actually have a minute. We're going to have to get out of this now because we have a sound-off send-off we want you to see. So that's going to do it for us, and we are back next week. We hope you are, too.
We leave you with the sound-off send-off. Outtakes of Murph giving Sonja Heitschusen the news that she can now host sound-off.
First place for sports coverage.
I know. Hey, thanks a lot. I really appreciate this. What were you doing? What?
Just so mean. I'm just here being humiliated, which is perfect.
Okay.
I guess that wasn't enough. So.
I'm sorry it wasn't you or Andy or Mark or John.
It's really getting personal, isn't it?
It's so good.
You're now cleared to host Sound Off.
Sweet! You know, into the financial system, often through foreign banks and legitimate businesses in covert ways designed to avoid drawing the attention of law enforcement agents.
We've got to get her back in news. What is this? Game of loans? Well, she is better than John. This sucks. Still better than some of what John's done. Is she going to win an Emmy tonight? I have no idea what she's saying. But I do know Cheezer will call.